الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. As to what follows, brothers, we continue with Sharh al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah li Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, with the exposition or the Sharh of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. And we were dealing last still with the quality of
الوجه,
aywa, face, or what we said another synonym for that is what? Last thing we dealt with was the following. فَإِنْ قِيلَ ما المراد بالوجه في قوله كل شيء هالك إلا وجه. سورة القصص verse 88. If someone was to say, what is intended by the statement of Allah عز وجل, everything will perish save his face. إن قلت المراد بالوجه الذات فيخشى أن تكون حرفت. If you say what is intended by the face of Allah is Allah's essence, himself, then this is a form of distorting the meaning. Because it didn't say إِلَّا اللَّهِ, it didn't say كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, it says إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ, except the face of Allah. The Shaykh said, if you were to say what is intended is Allah Himself, so now you're distorting the meaning. Because the ayah does not say the that of Allah Azza wa Jal, it mentions the وجه. طيب. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتَ بِالْوَجْهِ نَفْسِ الصِّفَةِ أَيْضًا وَقَعْتَ فِي مَحْظُورٍ. And if you say what is intended by the face, the attribute only, then again you've fallen into some violation. وَهُوَ مَا ذَهَبَ إِلَيْهِ بَعْضُ مَنْ لَا يُقَدِّرُونَ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. And this is what some of those who do not give Allah what is due to him from magnifying and exalting. حَيْثُ قَالُوا إِدَّ اللَّهَ يَفْنَى إِلَّا وَجَّهِ. So they said everything will perish except the face of Allah. Only the face. You see what I'm saying? فَمَاذَا تَصْنَعَ. The Shaykh said, so what do you do in this predicament? فَالْجَوَابِ إِنْ أَرَدْتَ بِقَوْلِكَ إِلَّا ذَاتَهِ يعني أن الله تعالى يبقى هو نفسه مع إثبات الوجه لله فهذا صحيح. If you say what is intended by that, meaning except Allah, that only Allah عز وجل will remain when everything else perishes, along while affirming the face of Allah. And this is the point of distinction between Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and Ahl al-Tahrif wal-Ta'atil. They will deny affirming the face. They will deny the face altogether. They will not acknowledge that. Whereas Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they will acknowledge that. And they will say, but what is intended is Allah Azza wa Jal himself, the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويكون هنا عبر بالوجه من الذات لا عن الذات لمن له وجه. And in this context, the face is used to represent the one who possesses a face. Not that it is only the face without Allah عز وجل himself. Is that clear? طيب. وإن أردت بقولك الذات أنه الوجه عبارة عن الذات بدون إثبات الوجه فهذا تحريف وغير مقبول. And if you say that what is intended, that the face, أن الوجه عبارة عن الذات بدون إثبات الوجه, is that the face indicates the essence of Allah without affirming the face of Allah, then this is distorting the meaning and it is unacceptable. So what do we say? The conclusion is, the Shaykh says, وَعَلَيْهِ فَنَقُولُ إِلَّا وَجَّهُ أَيْ إِلَّا ذَاتَهُ الْمُتَّصِفَ بِالْوَجْهِ. What is intended by except Allah's face, meaning except Allah himself, who has a quality, who is described as having a face, عز وجل. Is that face like anything you've seen? Now brothers, anything you've imagined? Anything you've imagined? No. Anything that exists in the creation? What's the evidence? Surah al-Shura. Natural. Surah al-Shura. The consultation. It's a form of consultation. Verse 11. Can't forget that. You can't forget that. There's nothing like unto him. Nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you solve all the problems that Ahlul Ta'atil and Tahrif suffer from. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ شَيْءٍ. The Shaykh said there's nothing wrong with that. لأن الفرق بين هذا وبين قول أهل التحريف أن هؤلاء يقولون إن المراد بالوجه الذات. The Sheikh said, and there's nothing wrong with that, because the distinction between that, which we just affirmed, and the people of distortion is that they say what is intended by the face is Allah Himself, and Allah doesn't have a face. طيب. And we say, ونحن نقول المراد بالوجه الذات. What is intended by the face is the essence of Allah, لأن له وجه, because He does have a face. فعبر به عن الذات. So Allah used the face in order to describe the essence. That's all. So we affirm the face, and we do not say it's only the face that will remain. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will remain, and everything else shall perish. That is the conclusion of the sifatul wajh, the face or the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so everybody has this clear. We will move on to the next one, ithbatul yadayni lillahi ta'ala. Now we don't want to make any gestures with our hand, so that the person will not think that we're already resembling Allah to His creation. So forget about your hands, because we're not talking about human hands. طيب, because sometimes we tend to go in that direction. The Shaykh said, الشرح ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله لإثبات اليدين لله تعالى آيتين. The author Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has quoted or cited two verses to confirm or to prove affirm the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Two ayat. Al-ayat al-ula is in Surah Sad, verse 75, when Allah told Iblis alayhi la'natullah, ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyaday, what prevented you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands. And we will see why both is used there, although yaday, and then some people think yaday is not dual, but it is dual in the Arabic language. We will deal with that, the Shaykh will deal with that, inshallah ta'ala. ما منعك الخطاب لإبليس. This statement is directed to Iblis. And ما is like what here, what prevented you. وما استفهام للتوبيخ يعني أي شيء منعك أن تسجد. So Allah is reprimanding him, meaning what is that prevented you from prostrating? And who knows the answer? Kibr. What did he say? قال أنا خير من. I'm better than him. I'm better than him. خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. You made me from fire, and you created him from clay. The scholars of course say that this is from the foolishness of the shaitan, because fire is a substance that is that it cannot remain stable. It has the nature of being hyperactive, whereas clay is subtle, is more soft, more tender, and so you know it's not better in a sense. So fire is not better than the clay, even in the science, even in logic, common sense. Let alone when Allah told him to do that and he refused because of that shubha or that kufr that he had. When we said this is what made Iblis a kafir. Unlike Adam, alayhi salatu salam, not you, Adam his name is Adam, who also disobeyed Allah, the same way Iblis disobeyed Allah, right? But one became a prophet afterwards, and another one became accursed and will abide permanently in the hellfire. What's the difference? The understanding that they had. Adam did not tell Allah Azza wa Jal, why did you tell me not to eat from this tree? Huh? Why are you telling me not to eat? This is a good tree. He did not object. He did not have arrogance. He made a mistake. He recognized his mistake. And Allah inspired him to turn in repentance. And he did. Whereas Iblis did not. He was arrogant. So the difference then is arrogance. Is that clear?
But Allah already told Adam not to eat from the tree.
Of course Allah told Adam. But Adam did not object to Allah's command like Iblis. Allah told Adam, don't eat from the tree. He told Iblis, prostrate to Adam. Adam ate from the tree out of weakness, out of error. But he turned to Allah. He did not object to what Allah said. Iblis didn't have this. It's not like he was out of weakness. Huh? He didn't prostrate and then he felt guilty later on. He told Allah from the beginning, I'm better than him. So that is that. That's why he became a kafir. Of course, this is according to the ulama, not according to me. طيب. وقوله لما خلقت بيدي ولم يكن لمن خلقت، لأن المراد هنا آدم باعتبار وصفه الذي لم يشركه أحد فيه، وهو خلق الله إياه بيده لا باعتبار شخصه. The Shaykh said in concerning the statement of Allah, to that which I created with both of my hands. And Allah did not say to that which I have created, period. Rather, the hands were mentioned. The hands were mentioned because what is intended here is Adam himself, alayhi salatu wasalam. Since no one had this quality with him, no one shared this virtue with Adam, being created by Allah Azza wa Jal, by Allah's hands. All the vested creation, with the exception of the Torah and Al-Arsh and Jannatu Adin. These four, according to an authentic narration from the Prophet ﷺ, which was authenticated by Albani, these four, they were created, Allah created them with His own hand. At-Torah and Jannatu Adin, Jannah, Paradise, Adin. Adin, how is it translated? Like, I don't remember the exact wording. Eden, eh, but what the meaning though? I don't recall. Adin, Adin, Ayn, Dal, Noon. Jannatu Adin. You hear it often, even in the Quran it comes. Eh, and then Al-Arsh. And it's hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and it's sahih. It was authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani rahmatullah alayh. Tayyib, the Shaykh will mention, there's another narration which mentions only three, with Al-Arsh. And the addition with Ibn Umar, that is also sahih, mentions Al-Arsh as well. Anyways, Adam is unique, right? No one has this privilege. No one shared that privilege with him. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified here, because Allah created Adam with His hand, and not just because of this the creation, but because of Adam himself. This is the virtue of Adam himself, and not anyone else. Because everybody else came from, usually a sperm and an egg. ولهذا لما أراد إبليس النيل من آدم وحتى قدره قال أأسجد لمن خلقت طينا لمن خلقت عفوا طينا أأسجد لمن خلقت طينا. So the Shaykh said when Iblis then wanted to degrade Adam and belittle him, he said in response, shall I prostrate to that which you created from clay, trying to put Adam down, trying to belittle his affair. ونحن قد قررنا أنه إذا عبر بما عما يعقل فإنه يلاحظ فيه معنى الصفة لا معنى العين والشخص. The Shaykh will deal with some grammar which is not our business, so I will deliberately leave that alone, معلش, because I don't want to tell you things that I myself am not really all there concerning. فهنا قال لما خلقت بيدي, again this is the grammar. طيب هنا يعني أن الله عز وجل خلق آدم بيده, meaning Allah عز وجل created Adam with His hand. وهنا قال بيدي with a شدة on the ياء, right? And what is the أصل when you have مثنى? How does the مثنى end? No, forget about the word يدي. Generally speaking, you say قلم, قلمان, or قلمين, depending on the context where the word falls, whether you know فاعل or مفعول به and so on and so forth. So then we know that usually the مثنى ends with a نون, but there are cases in the Arabic language where it does not. If it is مضاف, مضاف is like possession. So when you know my thing, you say hey, قلمي, exactly. So whenever it is the ya, that ya comes, then the noon falls off, as the Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned. So this is just to give you the summary, so I will not go into the intricate details. So then in this context, otherwise it would have been biyadain, okay? But because of the ya of possession, okay, then the noon is gone, is omitted. But it is understood. Still it is muthanna. Otherwise it would have been biyadi. If there was one hand, there would be no shadda. And if it was more, it will be bi'aydi, right? Or other wording, because we have the word aydi which means quwa at times, if you see in the Quran Surah Al-Dhariyat and other context. Anyways, yaday is muthanna. So don't think that is not, because some people, because they don't know these details of the Arabic language, they assume that it means one hand. And the whole issue here is not only proving the hand of Allah, but proving two hands of Allah. And because, you know, when you deal with the qualities of Allah, it's not like, wallah, it's random. Whatever you like, you believe in one, he believes in two, he believes in three. You cannot have that. Now we have to go by the Quranic textual evidences and the Sunnah. And both of them indicate that Allah Azza wa Jal has two hands, unlike the hands of His creation. Okay, but anyways, be a day. في هذه الآية توبيق إبليس في ترك السجود لما خلقه الله بيده وهو آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimands Iblis for abandoning prostration to Adam, whom Allah created with His hand. And it is Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام. وفيه إثبات صفة الخلق لما خلقته. And also in this ayah we affirm the quality of creation. Because Allah says لما خلقت, to that which I created. A. وفيه إثبات اليدين لله سبحانه وتعالى. And in this ayah is the proof or the evidence for the hands, the two hands of Allah, the exalted. اليدين اللتين بهما يفعل. The two hands by which He does things. كالخلق هنا, such as creating here. كاليدين التي بهما يقبض. And it's also the two hands which He عز وجل uses to grasp. As it comes in Surah Al-Zumar, verse 67, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They made not a just estimate of Allah, such as due to Him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped by His hand. عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. وَبِهِمَا يَأْخُذُ. And it is with the hands of Allah that He takes. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَةَ فَيُرَبِّيهَا كَمَا يُرَبِّي الْإِنسَانَ فُلُوَّهِ. That Allah Azza wa Jal takes the sadaqah, the charity that you give, and He raises it. As it comes in a hadith, the same way one of you raises his animal. وَقَوْلُهُ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيْ فِيهَا أَيْضًا تَشْرِيفٌ لِآدَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ حَيْثُ خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِيَدِهِ. And in that statement, to that which I've created with both of my hands, it also indicates the honor that Allah bestowed upon Adam and the virtue that he has, the fact that Allah created him Azza wa Jal with His hands. قال أهل العلم وكتب الله التوراة بيده وغرس جنة عدن بيده. The people of knowledge said Allah had written the Torah with His hand and He planted Jannatu Adn with His hand as well. And we said in another narration from Ibn Umar, which is sahih, also the Arsh was created by Allah's hand Azza wa Jal. فهذه ثلاثة أشياء كلها كانت بيد الله تعالى. These are three matters, or four in our case. All of them were created by the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. ولعلنا بالمناسبة لا ننسى ما مر من قول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله خلق آدم على صورته. The Sheikh said, perhaps we will not forget what we have already discussed, what we had already discussed in this book earlier, for those of you who are coming late. This was already elaborated on extensively by the Shaykh. The statement of the hadith, or the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, Allah created Adam in the form that he has. And that wording can be interpreted as in the like of Allah. No, but then again, we said there's a number of interpretations. You don't remember. Alhamdulillah. Anyways, if you don't remember, then we will leave it alone. Al-Ayah Thaniya, the second ayah. قوله وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء. The second ayah that was quoted by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala is the statement in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 64. The Jews say Allah's hand is tied up. Then Allah made this refutation to them. Be their hands tied up, and be they accursed for what they uttered. Nay, both His hands are widely outstretched. He spends of His bounties as He wills. This is the refutation. Al-Yahud hum atba'u Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jews are the followers of Moses. May Allah exalt His mention and grant Him peace. سُمُّوا يَهُودًا قِيلَ لِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. They were called Al-Yahud, according to some of the tafasir, because of their statement, certainly we have turned onto you. هُدْنَا, meaning turned. يعني it's a form of tawbah, or repentance. This is in Surah Al-Araf, verse 156. وَبِنَاءً عَلَى هَذَا يَكُونُ الْإِسْمُ عَرَبِيًا. Based on that, it's an Arabic word. It's an Arabic name that they have. لِأَنَّ هَذَا يَهُودُ إِذَا رَجَعْ عَرَبِي. Because هَذَا يَهُودُ is if someone returns. Huh? If someone returns. And this is Arabic. وَقِيلَ أَنَّ أَصْلَهُ يَهُوَذَا. And another interpretation says that Yahud comes from Yahuwada, which is Judah. Judah, alayhi salatu salam. اسم أحد أولاد يعقوب. One of the children of Jacob. May Allah exalt his measure. واليهود من نسب إليه. And the Jews are those who are ascribed to him. لكن عند التعريب صارت الذال دالا فقيل يهود. But in the context of change the language, the ذال became a دال. And so then they were called يهود. But don't go into the details, because the Shaykh said وَأَيَّنْ كَانْ لَا يَهُمُّنَا. إِنَّ أَصْلَهُ هَذَا وَهَذَا. He said, whatever, in any case, it doesn't matter to us whether they are called Yahud because of Hudna إليك or Yahud because of Judah. Okay, that's why it's Judaism. They're called Judah because of the Judah, tribe of Judah, which is Judah, one of the children of Jacob. Is that clear?
Judah, there is any name in Judah?
Judah, yes.
Prophet?
Yes.
What is the
Yahuwata? That's what the Shaykh, that's what
his name?
Yes, he's one of the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. And the Jews came from that progeny. Oh, the other tape? Sorry. This way? Don't get stuck on the details.
This includes 11 children from
Yaqub. Allahu A'lam. I cannot affirm something I'm not sure of. But you know, we know that he had 12 children, including Yusuf and Benjamin and the other ones. Allahu A'lam, this is one of them or not. Either way, this is what the Shaykh mentioned. I'm only translating. If there's something that we really need, then we will research it and we will get the information accordingly. Tayyib, the Shaykh said, it doesn't matter to us. Really, because we're dealing now with the names and attributes of Allah and the hands of Allah. Whoever he is,
Judah coming from there. Judah.
Now, the Shaykh is trying to say where the word Yahud came from. And two interpretations. Either Yahud from Hudna, which is an Arabic word, or Yahud from Yahuda, which is one of the children of Jacob. And then what, in the context of translating, or you know, the language variation, the dal eventually was emitted and it became a dal, and so they were called Yahud instead of Yahud. طيب. Either way, we will continue. ولكننا نعلم أن اليهود هم طائفة من بني إسرائيل اتبعوا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. Either way, we know that the Jews are a tribe from the children of Israel or Israel. They followed Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهؤلاء اليهود من أشد الناس عتوا ونفورا. And these Jews are from amongst the most wicked of people and the most prideful against the truth and turning away and rejecting. يعني this is their quality. The Shaykh said, لأن عتو فرعون وتسلطه عليهم جعل ذلك ينطبع في نفوسهم. Because they were exposed to that under the rulership of Pharaoh. So it was ingrained in their own behavior. So the same way they were treated this way by Fir'aun, they carried these characteristics with them as well. وَصَارَ فِيهُمُ الْعُتُوُ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And so they became arrogant against people. بَلْ وَعَلَى الْخَالِقِ. Nay, but even against the Creator عَزَّ وَجَلْ. فَهُمْ يَصِفُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بِأَوْصَافِ الْعُيُوبِ قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُهَا. So they describe Allah with the description of the deficiency. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace them. And they are the real people who deserve to be given these kind of descriptions. يقولون, some of their statements that Allah mentioned in the Quran. يد الله مغلولة. The hand of Allah is tied up. أي محبوسة عن الإنفاق. Meaning Allah, it does not spend. كما قال الله تعالى ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. In Surah Al-Isra, verse 29, Allah says, and let not your hand be tied up like as a miser to your neck. Okay, so أي محبوسة عن الإنفاق, meaning it does not spend. وقالوا إن الله فقير. Even worse, They said that Allah Azza wa Jal is poor. Allah is poor. أما قولهم إن يد الله مغلولة فقالوا لولا أنها مغلولة لكان الناس كلهم أغنياء. As for the statement that the hand of Allah is tied up, they said, had it not been tied up, then everybody would be rich. Everybody would be rich. فكونه يجود على زيد ولا يجود على عمر هذا هو الغل وعدم الإنفاق. The fact that Allah gives from His bounty to Zayd, X person, and He does not give Amr, another person, this indicates that Allah Azza wa Jal is, you know, this miser. He does not spend. It's like being stingy. وقالوا إن الله فقير. As for their statement, why they have also evidences, why they say that Allah is poor. لأن الله قال من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له. Because Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 245, who is he that will lend Allah a goodly loan so that Allah will multiply it for him? So فَقَالُوا لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ افْتَقَرْ صَارَ يَسْتَقْرِدُ مِنَّا قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ. So they told the Prophet ﷺ, oh Muhammad, your Lord has become poor. He's seeking a loan from us. Allah says in the Quran, who is the one who will pay a goodly loan? For what? For you to win. Does Allah need? It's Allah who gives. So they interpreted this ayah, which Allah Azza wa Jal was revealing as mercy to the creation, in this wicked fashion, where they told Prophet ﷺ that your Lord has become poor, he's seeking loan from us. Allah is asking for a loan. And any rational person understands that Allah is not asking for, how are you going to pay Allah? When Allah gave you, whatever you're going to give, just hypothetically speaking, is from Allah. But these are the Jews. May Allah destroy them. Huh?
The loan is between the person and Allah, or the person between two persons?
No, Allah says, who is that will lend Allah? But what is intended by that? You have to go to the tafsir. Can you lend Allah anything?
No.
So the wording that is used is a choice of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the meaning is understood. That not that Allah needs a loan from anyone. Rather, you are the one who will benefit. By spending in the cause of Allah. This is encouraging the Muslims to spend in the cause of Allah. Because you're putting it in the cause of Allah, in this fashion, it's a loan, but not really. Because you are the one who will benefit. Allah does not need that. Because of what we know from the names and attributes of Allah.
What is the translation of
qatal on the war? Qatal is killing, fighting, and may Allah destroy them. That's what is intended. Yani may they be fought until they're destroyed. وقالت اليهود أيضا إن الله عاجز لأنه حين خلق السماوات والأرض استراح يوم السبت وجعل العطلة محل عيد فصار عيدهم يوم السبت قاتلهم الله again. And the Jews also said Allah is incapable. Allah is incapable. He is deficient. Huh? When He created the heavens and the earth, He rested on the Sabbath. Right? Sabbath. Saturday. Hey. And so that was made to be a holiday, and so this is why they take Saturday as a holiday. Now actually, the Shaykh rahimahullah, I don't know if he had really this kind of knowledge, but this is actually very accurate. In Genesis, in the Bible, chapter 2 verse 2, it says just that. That God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then on the seventh day He rested and was refreshed. Hey, God rested. And so how did Allah refute them in the Quran? Huh? Who knows the refutation from the Quran? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Allah says, verily we have created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them in 6 days, and no fatigue or tiredness touched us. That's the refutation. But the Shaykh mentioned what the Jews say, and that's exactly what you find in the Bible, both in Exodus and in Genesis. Both of them indicate that God created the heavens and earth in 6 days and He had to rest. يعني this is kufr, this is blasphemy. Beginning from the Old Testament, and don't ask about what comes afterwards. Still in the Bible there are some evidences about the Tawheed and about Islam being taught by Jesus and the previous prophets. But much of it has been distorted as Allah Azza wa Jal had told us. طيب. هنا يقول الله عز وجل وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة. Here Allah Azza wa Jal says, and the Jews said the hand of Allah is tied up. Yad afraduha. Yad is singular or dual or plural? Singular. And listen why. لأن اليد الواحدة أقل عطاء من اليدين الاثنتين. They particularly use one in order to show that يعني to what extent Allah عز وجل is stingy. They use one to show that even one hand and is still tight. You see what I'm saying? So even in the choice of words, they try to belittle Allah عز وجل. In the fact that Allah is not spending for their statement, and they're using one hand as a singular, because one hand will spend less than two hands, right or wrong? Right.
Are they referring to Allah as in the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are they referring to the Lord that they believe in as
well? They know. When if Allah told us in the Quran, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَكُولُونَ اللَّهِ. If you were to ask him who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. Some of the Jews came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, told them, we know you're the messenger of Allah. He said, what prevents you from following? They said, you know, we're afraid of the people. They gave some justification. So they know.
No, what I mean is, like, you know, we say, for example, like the Hindus, they've got gods with 10 heads. For example, we talk specifically about their gods, because they're different to
No, they're speaking Allah. About Allah. The same one whom they know that Moses saved them by Allah's will, and then when they crossed the Red Sea and they seen the people worshiping a calf, they said, اجعل لنا آلهة كما لهم آلهة. So make us a god like they have a god. And they worshiped the calf. They did. You know, Samiri, he put it together from gold and whatever, and they worshiped it while they know. And how often did Allah give them chances and pardon them and so on and so forth? But the Jews, they're saying this about Allah Azza wa Jal, which they claim to be, you know, to believe in. Hey, this is their qualities. ولهذا جاء الجواب بالتثنية والبسط فقال بل يداه مبسوطة. So this is why the reply came in dual, both hands and with outstretched. Allah used مبسوطتان to indicate يعني abundance. ولما وصفوا الله بهذا العيب عاقبهم الله بما قالوا فقال غلت أيديهم. When they described Allah with this fault or deficiency, Allah punished them because of what they said, and he said, may their hands be tied up. So Allah supplicated against them. أي منعت عن الإنفاق, meaning may it be prevented from spending. ولهذا كان اليهود أشد الناس جمعا للمال ومنعا للعطاء. This is why the Jews are known for being the most keen on accumulating wealth and the worst in spending. And there's a joke that they say back in another country, even the non-Muslims, this is the non-Muslims, they say, if you want to kill a Jew, throw a penny at your car. A penny is like a halala. If you want to kill a Jew on the freeway, just throw a penny at your car. He will probably pull over his car and run down to pick up the penny, got run over, and he is gone with the wind. This, the non-Muslims say about the Jews, because this is a quality that they are known for. Subhanallah, they're known for. The only time they spend is when they make a Hollywood movie, huh? So that can make the Islam look bad and the Muslims look bad, and this is to them da'wah. This is their da'wah. So don't think they're generous. Otherwise, just as Allah made this supplication against them, this is manifesting as we live today. The Jews are known for being the stingiest of human beings. A'udhu billah. فَهُمْ أَبْخَلُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Shaykh said, they are the most stingy and the misery of the most among the creation or the servants of Allah. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ شَحًّا فِي طَلَبِ الْمَالِ. And they strive the most in seeking wealth. وَلَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يُنْفِقُوا فِلْسًا. They don't even spend, not even a halala. إِلَّا وَهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ سَيَكْسِبُونَ بَدَلَهُ دِرْهَمًا. Unless they know that they will gain in return a lot of more money. يعني they want to spend one halala, and they only spend because they know they will get a riyal. Otherwise they wouldn't spend it. وَنَرَى نَحْنُ الْآنَ لَهُمْ جَمْعِيَاتْ كَبِيرَ وَعَظِيمًا. The Shaykh said, and we see now that they have a lot of organizations, a lot of, you know, a lot of different things of this nature, charitable organizations. لكن هم يريدون من وراء هذه الجمعيات التبرعات أكثر وأكثر. But the only thing that they're seeking, huh, is to actually gain more money. يعني they establish it so they can gain and accumulate more donations from the people. يريدون أن يسيطروا على العالم. They want to overtake the world. And you know this CNN, they had at some point on the internet, they had some documentary called God's Warriors, okay? And in that, they showed, of course, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism as the three major religions. They did not deal with anyone else. Of course, whenever they wanted to teach people about Islam, they brought the Shia. And they brought the craziest of people beating themselves with the chains. You know, some woman said, I had lost some money, and then I said, Ya Hussein, and I opened the drawer and the money was there. These are the people that they quoted on CNN to show the people what Islam is. Of course, deliberate. But anyways, the funny thing is, when they quoted the Jews, they showed a Zionist woman who would go to the churches in America, and she would collect millions of dollars from the churchgoers. And you must understand, man, the difference between the Jews and the Christians. The Jews deny Jesus. They're still waiting for the Messiah, by the way. They don't think that Jesus is the Messiah. And according to the Christians, the Jews killed Jesus and crucified him. Still, this lady manages to go to the churches and collect all this money by tricking them about, you know, some promise in the Bible. You know, some promise that the land will be for the... They should help in the establishment of Israel in Palestine. So they actually collect money from the very Christians. And the Christians, you know, the most foolish of people. Dalin. They pick up the check, ala tol. Oh, okay, this sounds good. 10,000. This lady, they asked her later. They said, lady, you're taking money from these people. What about Jesus? She said, I don't have to believe in Jesus to you know, be benefiting from these people. I said, a'udhu billah. So these are the Jews, man, just flat out, no shame. Shameless people, a'udhu billah. فإذا لا تقل أيها الإنسان كيف نجمع بين قوله تعالى غلت أيديهم وبين الواقع اليوم بالنسبة لليهود لأن هؤلاء القوم يبذلون ليربحوا أكثر. So don't say, the Shaykh said, how do we bring a relation between the statement of Allah that may their hands be tied and the fact that they are the wealthiest people in the world. He says they only spend in order to gain more. This is why.
There's an article in the papers recently, Arab news, that there was an old lady made a mattress, and her daughter-in-law threw it out because she wanted to buy a new one. And then only after she threw it out, she realized the old lady was holding $1 million in that mattress.
And they searched for it. I learned they got the news to all of the, you know, the trash, you know, the dumpsters people to search for a mattress that the mother has been stuffing money, $1 million in a mattress. Every day, you know, she puts money. Jews, man, this was in Israel, huh? Yeah. Yeah, all these are, you know, evidences. طيب ولعنوا بما قالوا, and they were accursed because of their statement. أيطردوا وطردوا وأبعدوا عن رحمة الله. And we said, according to the ulama, اللعنة هو الطرد عن رحمة الله, being deprived from the mercy of Allah, being removed from the mercy of Allah عز وجل. So they were removed. They were kicked away from the mercy of Allah. لأن البلاء موكل بالمنطق. فهم لما وصفوا الله بالإمساك طردوا وأبعدوا عن رحمته. This is what it is. When they described Allah as being miser, then they were deprived of the mercy of Allah and they were removed from His mercy. قيل لهم إذا كان الله عز وجل كما قلتم لا ينفق فليمنعكم رحمته حتى لا يعطيكم من جوده فعوقبوا بأمرين. سبحان الله. As if it was said to them, if Allah is as you have said, He does not spend, then verily He will not spend on you from His mercy. He will deprive you from His mercy and He will not give you from His bounty. And so they were punished in two ways. بتحويل الوصف الذي عابوا به الله سبحانه إليهم بقوله غلت أيديهم. They were punished in two ways. First, the statement that they said was returned against them. They said that the hand of Allah is tight. Allah said their hands be tight. So the hands became tight. Second, وَبِإِلْزَاهِمْ بِمُقْتَدَى قَوْلِهِمْ بِإِبْعَادِهِمْ عَنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Second, the outcome of that statement is that they were deprived of the mercy of Allah. حَتَّى لَا يَجِدُ جُودَ اللَّهِ وَكَرَمَهِ وَفَضْلَهِ. So they will never find the bounty of Allah and His generosity and His bounties. بما قالوا الباء هنا للسببية وعلامة الباء التي للسببية أن يصح أن يليها كلمة سبب. الباء here is the cause, because of that. Okay, and the Shaykh said we know that if you're able to add the word sabab, be sabab that, meaning this, how you know that this ba is for the sabab, because it could mean something else, right? Like bil bar, meaning in, as in. طيب, anyways, grammar.
Sabab means reason.
نعم, meaning because. Ba means because, but the ba as a letter, okay, in the language, it can have more than one meaning. The Shaykh said, if you want to know when it means because, if you're able to add the Arabic word sabab afterwards, just in, يعني, as a sentence structure wise, where the meaning is maintained, that's how you know that this ba is of, the, that means because. Because it may mean something else. طيب المهم. And then the Shaykh dealt with طيب ثم أبطل الله سبحانه وتعالى دعواهم فقال بل يداه مبسوطة. I'm deliberately leaving some of the grammar because it's irrelevant to all of us. Then Allah Azza wa Jal nullified their accusation by saying nay, both of his hands are stretched out or outstretched, whichever one to use. بل هنا للإضراب الإبطالي. بل means nay. It's like a refutation, to stop, to reject a particular thing and refute it with something else. Then you, this comes after in the Quran. بل nay. La is no, and they're not necessarily the same. Sometimes they may be used interchangeably, but in this context, if you read how often this comes in the Quran. Can anyone recall any other verse with bel? Nay, but you favor the light. So it's that this look the idrab ibtali. It's like a sudden thing to refute something. Nay, but I don't know, you know, how you want to define nay in English. I know it's not very common commonly used. It's more used in written English. You know, more eloquent, considered to be more eloquent than, you know, this people. You don't hear somebody say nay that often. Anyways. وانظر كيف اختلف التعبير بل يداه مبسوطتان لأن المقام مقام تمدح بالكرم والعطاء باليدين أكمل من العطاء باليد الواضحة باليد الواحدة. الشيخ said pay attention though to the how particular is the expression used by Allah. Nay, but both of his hands are stretched out or outstretched, because he said the context is that of Allah Azza wa Jal praising his generosity, and because spending with both hands is more abundant than spending with one hand. ومبسوطتان ضد قولهم مغلولة. مبسوطتان, outstretched, is to refute their statement. مغلولة, tied up. أحسنت. فيد الله تعالى مبسوطتان واسعتا العطاء. Both of his hands are outstretched and Allah gives abundantly. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يد الله ملأ سحاء كثيرة العطاء الليل والنهار أرأيتم ما أنفق مذ خلق السماوات والأرض فإنه لم يغض ما بيمينه أو ما في يمينه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hand of Allah عز وجل is full, meaning and سحاء, abundance in giving, in the night and in the day. Have you not seen what Allah has spent since the creation of the heavens and the earth? And that did not decrease what Allah has in His hand, in His right hand, the least bit. So the Shaykh said, "من يحصي ما أنفق الله منذ خلق السماوات والأرض." Who can enumerate? Who can keep track of everything that Allah has created? That everything that Allah has spent since the creation of the heavens and the earth. I mean, you have to take into consideration every raindrop, every sand particle, every cell, everything that is in this life. Allah Azza wa Jalla spent. لا يحصي أحد. No one can enumerate that. ومع ذلك لم يغض ما في يمينه. Yet it did not decrease what Allah Azza wa Jalla has in His right hand with anything. وهذا كقوله تعالى في الحديث القدسي يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا غمس في البحر. This is also understood, or this is supported by the Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, O my servants, if the first and the last of you, and the ins and the jinn amongst you, all of them came in one particular gathering, and they asked me, each one asked for something, Allah says, I will give, I give each one of them what he asks, each particular person, whatever he asks, that will not decrease whatever I have. The same way, if you were to dip a needle in the ocean, it will not decrease the water of the ocean in any way. And if Allah was to give everyone what they want. So Allah can, but Allah Azza wa Jal, out of His wisdom, He gives some abundance of wealth and he deprives others because of his knowledge, because of his wisdom. Some people, money will destroy them. As long as they don't have money, they're always making dua, huh? Always in a state of ibadah. As soon as they have money, they forget about Allah Azza wa Jal. You see? And for others, money is good for them. They spend it in the cause of Allah. They use it in means that are the pleasing to Allah. So then Allah knows who deserves what. At the end of the day, this is from the knowledge of the unseen. وَلْنَنْظُرْ إِلَى الْمَقِيْتِ غُمِسَ فِي الْبَحْرِ فَإِذَا نَزَعَتَهْ لَا يَنْقُصُ بِالْبَحْرِ شَيْئًا أَبَدًا. So the Shaykh said, let's look at a needle. If you dip it in the water and we look afterwards, it would not decrease the water of the ocean in any way, shape or form. وَمِثْلُ هَذِهِ الصِّيغَ يُؤْتَ بِهَا لِلْمُبَالَغَ فِي عَدَمِ النَّقْصِ. This kind of expression is used to indicate exaggeration in terms of not when something is not really decreased in any way, shape or form. لِأَنَّ عَدَمْ نَقْصِ الْبَحَرِ بِمِثْلِ هَذِهِ الصُّورَ أَمْرٌ مَعْلُومٌ. Because this is known. If you put a needle and take it out, of course the ocean is not, you're not going to take anything out. مُسْتَحِيلَ أَنَّ الْبَحَرِ يَنْقُصْ بِهَذَا. It's impossible that the ocean will be decreased due to that. فمستحيل أيضا أن الله عز وجل ينقص ملكه إذا قام كل إنسان من الإنس والجن فقاموا فسألوا الله تعالى فأعطى كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك من ملكه شيء. Similarly, it's impossible that Allah عز وجل whatever He owns will be decreased or deficient in any way, shape, or form. Even if everyone was to come and ask Him, He would give everyone what they asked, and nothing would be decreased of the sovereignty of Allah Azza wa Jal. لا تقل نعم لا ينقص من ملكه شيئا لأنه انتقل من ملكه إلى ملكه لأنه لا يمكن أن يكون هذا هو المراد لأنه لو كان هذا المراد لكان الكلام عبثا ولغوا. He said, but don't say that yes, it is not decreased because it is moving from belonging to Allah to the creation who also belong to Allah. He said, no, that is not what is intended. Because if this was what is intended, then the speech will become idle and it will be in vain. You see what I'm saying? So what is intended is what Allah has with Himself. Not that the fact that whatever Allah spends and becomes among His creation, it still belongs to Allah. But that's not what is intended. This is intended is what is with Allah Azza wa Jal. If He was to give everyone, still whatever remains with Allah will not be decreased the least bit. طيب. لكن المعنى لو فرض أن هذه العطايا العظيمة أعطيت على أنها خارجة عن ملك الله لم ينقص ذلك من ملك شيئا, which is what I just said. ولو كان المعنى هو الأول لم يكن فيه فائدة, فمعروف أنه لو كان عندك 10 ريالات أخرجها من الدرج الأيمن إلى الدرج الأيسر وقال إنسان إن مالك لم ينقص لقيل هذا لغو من القول. That's why he said if you had 10 riyals and you took it from the right drawer and you placed it in the left drawer and then somebody told you your money did not decrease. Say, this is just a waste of time. It's a given that your money did not decrease because it went from this drawer to that drawer. Hey. والمهم أن المعنى لو أن هذا الذي أعطاه السائلين خارج عن ملكه فإنه لا ينقصه سبحانه وتعالى. The meaning then, what is important is the meaning that if Allah Azza wa Jal was to give everyone and it was beyond His sovereignty, then still that would have not decreased the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jal in any way, shape or form. وليس إنفاق الله تعالى بما نحصل من الدراهم والمتاع بل كل ما بنا من نعمة فهو من الله تعالى. And the spending of Allah Azza wa Jal is not confined to money and worldly goods, clothing and so on and so forth. بل nay, anything that you have is a ni'mah which Allah has spent on you. Anything, the hair, the breath, the heartbeat, you name it. Even going to the restroom. Have you ever imagined what would happen to you if you did not have this kind of outlet? If you were to eat and you cannot go and relieve yourself, what will happen to you? We'll be in trouble, man. It's a mercy from Allah that even that He had made the human beings function in this manner, where when you do consume things, you have somewhere to relieve yourself, so you may continue. Otherwise, all these are ni'mah. Sometimes you're heedless about them, but all these are a ni'mah from Allah. سواء كانت من نعم الدين أو الدنيا. Whether be it a ni'mah, bounty of religion, Allah gives you knowledge, Allah gives you understanding, Allah gives you whatever Allah gives you, or the dunya. فذرات المطر من انفاق الله علينا. Even the drops of rain is from the spending of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. وحبات النبات من انفاق الله, and the grain and vegetation is also from the spending of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. أفبعد هذا فبعد هذا يقال كما قالت اليهود عليهم لعائن الله يد الله مغلولة. The Shaykh said, after all this, can someone then dare to say, as the Jews said, that the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal is tied up? May Allah curse him. Upon them is the curse of Allah. لا والله. Nay, لا, no, by Allah. بل يقال إن يد الله عز إن يدي إن يد الله أو يدي الله عز وجل مبسوطتان بالعطاء والنعم التي لا تعد ولا تحصى. Nay, but we say, verily the hands of Allah عز وجل are outstretched with generosity and bounties that no human being can keep track of or can enumerate. طيب, we're close to صلاة العشاء. So with this, inshallah ta'ala, we will conclude. We still haven't finished the discussion of the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal, which will continue. And there's actually an extensive discussion about that very quality, which will go on for a few pages, bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal. And Allah is, then we will move to the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Remember, laysa kamithli shay, wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. Hada walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.